Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight.
These ones, right?
Yeah, those headphones.
Yeah. Can you feel it? I can. It's good.
Yeah, we got another friend in the room. This is the track you recommended. What up, friend?
Hello.
What's your name?
Jonah.
What track did you just throw on?
I threw on Keep the Fire Burning by Gwen McCrae.
Why? Why'd you choose this lovely song?
Because it's one of my favorite songs. It's got a great beat. I learned it was on theme when I walked in the room.
It is definitely on theme, so let's listen to it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's got great lyrics. And yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, then let's listen to it. We'll get back on the mic.
You gotta give it all you got. We've been a lot of-
Yeah, we're gonna talk over Phil Collins for a little bit on this nice 80s segment of the show. It's currently 3:14 in the morning. This is Out of the Void. I just got a few new friends who just joined us, and I have one named Paul who has quite a bit he wants to say. So take it away, Paul.
Hi, I'm Sika TV, and you're listening to Paul. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. How's it going, Paul? How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing fucking great.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh no.
Oh no. Tell me all about why you're going so great.
All about it?
All about it.
No. No. Too much information, man. I'm just happy. That's it.
Yeah, we're all happy to be here at CKT 90.3 FM main studio. We got some other friends in the room. We got another one that just walked in with you. Who we got? That one.
Oh, me?
Oh, you?
My name's Calvin.
Howdy, Calvin. Also known as Fralvin.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, you have a bunch of names.
Tell me his names.
Oh, no, I can't.
No.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm good. I just came up on a bunch of beers.
Yeah, coming up on beers is nice. Someone just gave them to you, I'm sure.
Yeah. The street.
Dude, that's the best thing in the world when someone's just standing on the corner and they're like, beers, beers, beers. And you walk up to them and it's on the corner of St. Catherine and Stanley. If you walk up to the person who's yelling, beers, 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 and you say, yep, he'll give you 12 beers just like that.
Full street.
There's a plenty of place like that.
Oh, yeah, tell me about them.
Oh, yeah.
He's on many corners.
I'll tell you what, though, they taste good.
They sure do.
How does yours taste?
You know, when I go outside and drink it, it'll taste great.
Oh, yeah, they always taste better than normal beers.
Oh, I know. The beers, beers, beers guy.
Yeah. Fuck him. Oh. No. Joking.
But, Paul, you're extra happy tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? We actually just had Robert Robertson call in.
Oh, not Robert Robertson.
Tell us about Robert Robertson.
Bon fight, Johnny V. Bon fight.
Bon fight. Anyways.
What do you got to say to Johnny, though?
Oh, yeah, true. I should give a shout-out to the homie. Happy birthday, Johnny.
He's 26.
Johnny V, you're 26.
Welcome.
Hope it's a great
club.
Birthday. Welcome to the club. I'm 25. What? Well, just hold on. I'll get to it. I know exactly what you're about to say.
Yeah.
And I'll say it when it comes to it. I know exactly what was coming right now, and now I'm just stalling for it. But let's just hear this nice drum solo. Shout out Simba from The Lion King.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to hear the nonsense leading up to that drum solo, but we just had to stall so I could just go, yeah, here comes the drum solo. Anyways, that was In the Air by Phil Collins. I have some fellas that just joined who clearly are having a good time. Anyways, here's The Clash, Police and Thieves, recommended by my friend Ricky. You got anything you want to say real quick, Ricky?
Nope.
Well, let's listen to the track. You're listening to CKT. 90.3 FM, 3:20 in the morning. Here's The Clash.
Genesis, the revelation.
said, forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
favorite beats to talk over. Let's just hear it for a quick sec. All right. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you at about 3:32 in the morning. Montreal, Quebec. Got a nice group of fellas around this table. We just went through our 80s segment. A bunch of very nice tracks. Let's just wait for the song to drop. Hold up. This is CKUT. I haven't heard from Ricky in a while. How are you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing good, Zach. Thanks for asking.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
It's a great night. The song just dropped. We got those nice horns right behind us right now.
Yeah, we have some company, too. It's always nice to be joined by some friends.
Yeah, we had Paul, who's on C-Cut TV. Why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, yeah, C-Cut TV.
C-Cut
I know this shit.
Is this your favorite radio station?
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to have you on it.
Oh, I'm happy to be in there, too.
Anyways, we just heard some nice 80s tracks that we went through. I'll name them real quick. So we heard I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight by Cutting Crew. Classic, you know, CVS, pharmacy, store background track. Your Love by The Outfield, Keep the Fire Burning, Jonah's Recommendation by Gwen McCrae, Take on Me by Aha, one of the best music videos of all time, honestly, you know, when she jumps into that comic and takes on him. Oh, it's a great scene. You know that scene, right, Calvin?
I know that scene.
The music video of Take on Me?
He knows.
Of course.
After that, we heard In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins with the nice drum drop, Police and Thieves by The Clash, Ricky's Recommendation, and although it's not the 80s, we heard More Than a Feeling by Boston, came out in 1979, it's close enough, and yeah, But anyways, we're going to do a little bit of promo right now. We had a nice conversation while we just smoked outside, so we're going to talk a little bit about it. My friend Paul over here is throwing a nice event here in Montreal real soon. Any of you bikers out there, any of you fixed gear riders out there, even if you're not a fixie rider, you're still welcome. What do we got going on next week, Paul?
Well, it's not going to be next week, though, but it's going to be the 30th of July.
30th of July.
Yeah, and it's going to be an insane race. You fools are not ready for this shit.
Tell us about it.
It's a real alley cat, because in Montreal, it's been a while since there's like a real alley cat, you know?
Like, so what's an alley cat?
Alley cat is a bike race. It's like a kind of a day, like in a messenger life. So you need to go like
from checkpoint to checkpoint.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the fastest, and if you don't have brake, you're gonna win like more money, and if you have brake, you're gonna win less money, and especially if you have gears, you're gonna dude, like fixie race are really sick. And
but tell us about an alley cat. Like, what's the structure of an alley cat race?
From point to point, you get a piece of paper or not with all the stops on it, and fastest one from point to point wins. Doesn't matter how you get there, just get there.
Yeah, you get the manifest, and
exactly, it gives you an address, and doesn't matter how you get there.
Yeah, you can do it, but like the fastest or the fucking, I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's just you look at the manifest and you go whatever you want, but you need to be the fastest.
But cool. I guess the advantage that you would have living in any city is that that's the point of the alley cat. It's like, you know how to get there.
You know
every
streets.
Back alley, you know every street. I mean, again, the locals have the advantage.
But this one's going to be really easy for, like, streets and stuff. It's just going to be hard for the streets you're going to hit.
Dude, I don't even know. He hasn't even told me. He's just like, yeah, it's fucked.
See, I mean, I know what an alley cat is, and I understand it, but Ricky,
I think I understand. I think I get it. Is it going to be, it's going to be at night, I assume?
Yeah.
You can't do this shit during the day, right?
Because you're going to be... But normal, like, you can do it during, like, the fucking traffic time.
Yeah.
At, like, 5. I was supposed to do that, but me and my friend who, like, organized this shit, it's just like, oh, let's do it nighttime. It's gonna be way more gnarly.
No, because that would be fucked up.
Like
traffic,
Saturday right? on the night.
Yeah,
like, dude.
No, but it's still sick.
People driving fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it's the perfect.
Like they don't give a shit.
How many racers do you have in it?
I don't know. It depends. Every race is.
Okay.
It's like people
hopefully,
are available.
10
or no.
People.
Oh no, way more. Okay.
20.
Yeah, 20, 30.
20's chill.
Something like that.
So, yeah, like an alley cat is basically like just based off of like bike messenger culture. You get an address, you just got to go to it. And
doesn't matter how you get there.
From point to point, your race, you're going to have a person at every point giving the next point.
Yeah, I hope so. If not, there's going to be like photos of like a specific thing, like, example, at a park or whatever.
So yeah, it's like a competition of the best bike messenger, basically. Whoever can get from all these points the quickest till the end.
Yeah.
Can you make one of the checkpoints the Calvin at Chrome Park?
Oh, no, there's too much checkpoints right now. I can't do that, man.
Do you have any questions about alley cats, Ricky?
Like how long does it take? How long is the race gonna take? What's the expected time?
So it depends, you know? Like, there's normally alley cats can like take like, I don't know, 2 hours. Like,
okay, like in terms of like kilometers, how far are you going?
This one's gonna be 27 kilometers, so it's gonna be like really quick.
Yeah,
but that's kind of the point I was down for it, because it's actually just a sprint.
Quick, but
okay, yeah,
like it's a gnarly sprint though, but. Uh-huh. It's gonna go.
Yeah, because the 27 kilometers,
it's
I feel
nothing.
Like everybody's gonna be together. You know what I mean? It's gonna be like a pack. It's quick like this. No?
Yeah.
It depends.
Actually, there is.
You don't have that much time to make space between you and the.
Yeah, but I hope it's gonna be like that. But you never know. You know, like there's some people who are like more slow or like. But.
Yeah.
I hope it's gonna be like, cause.
That's exciting if everybody's like together.
Yeah, actually, like normally, if like there's like a lot of fast people, it's gonna be like that.
Yeah.
And people's gonna be really shook about a lot of things in there, but
yeah, it's
I hope it's gonna be like a lot of people together.
Yeah, I wanna see it.
Yeah.
And you said Montreal's alley cat culture is lacking.
It's not lacking, it's just the. I don't know. People are tired. It's the fixie scene. In a lot of like places around the world, like died, but Montreal pixie scenes like really died, and it's really sad. Like nobody's fucking delivering.
Yeah, grow the
fixies
fuck up.
Without brakes and stuff.
Ride some fucking single speed bikes.
Do you think it's because of the tickets you could get in Montreal without the brakes?
No,
it's a maybe.
Lack of people interested.
But
I
don't think it's. Because of that, like there, I know some people who put some fucking fake brakes on their bike, on their fixies, because they don't want to get tickets. But, I mean, like, you can be faster than them. Like, you can skip them. Like, they're on their fucking cars. Like, just watch out for fucking bike bullies. They're fucked. That's fucked. They jump on you, man.
Well, Montreal's alley cat culture might be lacking. Where would you say the best alley cat culture in the world is right now?
Oh, man.
New York.
New York. And fucking San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah, with Mash. Mash do, like, crazy races, like, with Red Bull and stuff. It's
Red Hook.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, crits too are fucking sick.
Crit? Yeah, I was gonna say that. Is that the same shit?
No, crits
no,
are really
though.
Different.
No, it's more organized.
It's like
no.
Formula One.
Yeah,
it's more
okay.
Like a race.
Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like, but
it's like sponsored. No.
Yeah,
it's
but
like less underground.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But it's just like mad gnarly because it's not like you're going between cars and you can stop or but you don't really stop at in alley cats and stuff. But it's way more different. It's like not a city knowledge, it's like a fucking bike knowledge.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking following 20 guys and you have the draft and you're like building.
Yeah, it's
like
close, closed circuit too, right?
It's race car.
Yeah,
knowledge.
It's just a fucking sprint for like 30 or 40 minutes, you know, like
yeah,
it's just
it's like strategically racing, you know.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do
you're catching drafts, you're
So do you know like at the beginning of the race, all the checkpoints, or do you get the next checkpoint when you get to like?
Well, that's the manifest.
When you get there.
That's the thing. Like, there's some races you just like have the manifest like instantly, and like, example, like you're all like away from your bikes, and you just like, there's someone like say 1, 2, 3, go. You run to your bikes. You have your manifest on your bike, and you just like. Check it and you can see like, oh okay, I'm gonna go there first and there after and but
okay,
people have their phones on them or is this
yeah,
like
yeah.
Anything
yeah.
goes
yeah
okay well now that we got the rundown of Alley Cats, give us the nice promo of the race that you're gonna throw. What's it called?
It's gonna be Massacre.
Massacre. So like messenger but massacre.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick.
Yeah.
And what's the date?
30th of July.
Sick. How much does it cost?
$10.
Sick.
And the winner takes all.
How much are you expecting the pot to be?
Oh, I don't know.
Over 100.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Well, anyways, you got anything you want to say about this race?
It's going to be fucked up. I hope he's gonna everybody's going to pull up.
You should come.
Anyone who rides fixed out there, road bikes and fixed are allowed?
Everyone is allowed. Girls, fucking monkeys, and men. I don't fucking care.
Do you have separate? You have separate category for road bike and fixed?
And
yeah.
For monkeys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Monkeys have a category. No, but it's every category is like, it's fixed men, road bike men, and girl.
And monkey men.
And it's first. There's no, like,
no second,
place,
no third.
No third.
And if people have any questions or want to reach out and find out how to get in this race, where should they?
Oh, they're going to see it on Instagram soon.
Where on Instagram?
Oh, on Plenty Bike fucking shop. And you're going to see it on Instagram if you know a little bit about bikes.
All right. Well, the Missac race, it's happening July 30th, $10 if you ride fixed, if you ride a road bike. And if you just feel like competing in a nice, you know, alley cat bike race, feel like a bike messenger if you're not one. If you are one, it's great. If you're not, still welcome to compete.
Okay. Everyone's welcome.
Anyone is welcome. July 30th.
Bring a light.
Bring a light.
Oh, yeah, please bring a light. It's going to be mad dangerous if you don't bring a light, man.
Where's the meeting point?
At fucking Peel Park.
Sick. July 30th, Peel Park, $10. How much?
Bring a light.
I mean, what time?
What time? 9 o'clock. 9 p.m.
9 p.m., Peel Park, July 30th, $10. Miss Sack, nice alley cat bike race here in Montreal, reviving the alley cat bike culture.
Bring a fucking light.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Anyways, we're going to get back into the music since there's only 15 minutes left in this episode. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you at about 3:46 in the morning. Lately, we've been getting into some nice country segments because it's all I listen to these days, my nice playlist twang. So right now, given that I have some nice country fellas around here, we're talking about a nice alley cat race with some... It's cowboy style, I guess.
It's not cowboy style.
It's not cowboy style, but it's outlaw style, I guess.
Yeah, hardcore, by the way.
Hardcore outlaw style. Hey, dude, country music is hardcore as fuck.
Oh, no, man.
Well, anyways, we're going to listen to country music anyways and feel like some outlaws. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. It's 3:47 in the morning. You're about to hear a track by one of the best country singers of all time. Waylon Jennings. Here is a good-hearted woman. We'll be back on the mic real soon.
Our dreams just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or bad things he's done. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving her good time and man. He likes the nightlife, bright lights and good time and friends. When the party's all over, she welcomes home again. Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. Cause she's a good-hearted woman, she loves her good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. And she loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman loving her good time and man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time.
she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, we'll pass to this world hand in hand.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. I don't have enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole pack to go.
When I hear the rain a coming down, it makes me sad and blue. Was on a rainy night like this that Flo said we were through. I told her how I loved her and I begged her not to go. But another man had changed her mind, so I said goodbye to Flo. Alone within myself tonight, my heart is filled with fear. The only sound within the room is the falling of each tear. I think about the thing I've done, I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight. That night he came and took my Flo and headed into town. I knew I had to find this man and try to gun him down. As I walked by a dim cafe and I looked through the door, I saw my Flo with her new love and I couldn't stand no more. I couldn't stand no more. I took my pistol from my hip and with a trembling hand, I took the life of a
pretty flow and that good for nothing man. That good for nothing man. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll very flow tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight.
I'm not here to forget you. I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do.
I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you.
I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two.
I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise. Silver, I let slide down the slop,
playing those songs so blue.
Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you.
A fresh roll of quarter. Same old song, missing you through and through.
I don't want to get over you. I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver I let slide down the slot,
playing those songs sung blue.
Help me remember you, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you.
CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void, coming to you at about 3:57 in the morning. About 2.5 minutes left in the show. What's finally reached the end.
What is it? What's the last song?
Does anyone have anything they want to say before we close off?
I guess. I don't know. What can I say? What can I say?
Just say goodnight to our listeners.
All right. Well, as I do, it was a pleasure coming in, I don't know what, half an hour in? Or half an hour...
An hour and a half.
Probably. And we talked shit for an hour? As if.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a great time, and...
Are you out there?
Yeah.
Anyways, Ricky?
Say what you gotta say before we're off.
Let's let Paul talk. I feel like he has some stuff
Yeah,
to
Paul's
say.
Got a lot of shit to talk. Anyways, I'm just happy to be here, and...
Always happy to have you.
Likewise. And all the truckers out there.
We got 20 seconds.
All right.
20 seconds.
Away,
all right. Let's fucking go.
Hell yeah, baby.
We love everybody, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
CKUT
TV, so much for everybody.
I'm Paul. Nice
and,
to meet you guys.
It's CKUT, and you're listening to Paul, so thank you so much.
I'm CKUT
TV. Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Ciao, baby.
Let's
great episode
go.
With some great people. Anyways. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 3:59 in the morning. Close off this last minute with Lady Fingers by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Thank you. Donald Hall welcoming each and everyone to the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kaya Kindu and family. My thoughts and prayers goes out to each and everyone in this worldwide pandemic of COVID-19.
This morning.